And finally, today we want to tell you about a new drama, P-Valley. It debuts tonight on Starz. It's a TV show based on a stage play centered on a strip club in the Mississippi Delta, a club that's become a home base for a collection of outcasts and outlaws. NPR TV critic Eric Deggan says beyond the sex and stripping, there's a story about the hard work of surviving on society's margins.
In anyone else's hands, this could have been an exploitive, insulting mess of a series. But instead, creator Katori Hall has built a wonderfully compelling, authentic community of characters centered on the pink. A strip club so popular on Saturdays, there's a line of eager customers outside waiting to enter, just like the grand old days of Studio 54.
Right off exit 29 in the Dirty Delta, as fertile as the night.
As the story begins on P-Valley, and I can't really say on radio what the show's name actually stands for, the pink has a problem. Its marquee performer, Mercedes, played with the ferocious spirit by Brandi Evans, has decided to retire.
Mercedes, last dance.
After 7 years, huh? It took you long enough.
Well, my 401k ain't need a spending. Size, 25, retirement age for a stripper nowadays, so...
What you gonna do when you leave?
What OG do? Count her money.
Spend her days counting her money? Something tells me her retirement's not gonna go quite so smoothly. Hall's characters are gritty, plain-spoken, and steeped in the South, with way too much cussing to get into a public radio review. There's Autumn Knight, a light-skinned, aspiring stripper who takes lots of abuse from other dancers for her skin tone. There's Mercedes, who hopes to get out of the game and buy a building to run a dance program for young girls. And there's club owner Uncle Clifford, played by Nico Annan. He's a black, gender-fluid hustler with an impeccable blonde wig and gleaming crystal nails who is both mentor and demanding taskmaster to the women who dance at the pink. His secret: lenders are close to foreclosing on his building, and the bank won't take any more of his bad checks, even when he begs them to.
Look, just hold on to this till next week. I post-date it.
Ain't that fine establishment of yours in need of some toilet paper?
Who told you that? Your husband?
At times, it feels a bit like a nighttime soap opera, but set in a Deep South strip club. Still, between the storylines about domestic abuse and a secret casino project, we see takes on colorism, closeted gay men, and the struggle to survive when you're poor, black, and outside polite society in the South. All the directors in this first season are female, which may explain why so many shots of the dancers feel constructed from their point of view, a departure from the leering male gaze found in many other films and TV shows about strippers. There's even a bit of a cameo, as former Grey's Anatomy co-star Isaiah Washington pops up to chew the scenery as the town's first black mayor. He explains to his son, an aspiring real estate developer, why he needs to bribe members of the town's city council to get a secret casino project approved.
It's just how things work in the Delta. Have always worked around here.
Guess they don't call it the Dirty South for nothing.
Hey, man, we got the police discounts, so we won't have to have no citywide vote. Because if those Bible thumpers find out about this casino, they gonna send it straight to hell.
P-Valley is a drama that uses sex and titillation to spice a deeper story, presenting the kinds of characters rarely seen in an hour-long, high-quality drama on subscription cable. I'm Eric Deggans.